Hey, let me see that thing for a minute, Lakesh.
Lakesh lowered his arm, casually tossing the seal to him in an underhanded motion. It landed heavily in Kane's hand. A tidal wave of blazing cold white light crashed over Kane, filling his vision with a flaring radiance. He shielded his face, but his eyes were still overwhelmed by the incandescent blaze. All of the soldiers within the stone circle dropped flat to the ground as a torrent of hell-hued light whiplashed over the bent heads of the firbolgs. The bolt struck a megalith dead center. Cain lay on his stomach, feeling his shoulders, legs, and back pelted by the gravel raining down. Quickly, he levered himself to his feet.
Swiftly now, men. The Eye cannot fire another bolt for some little time. We must attack!
The firbolgs howled and swept forward, swinging their bronze swords. Their charge had no military neatness or tactics. They simply ran forward in a milling mass, uttering strident cries.
Archers, front and forward!
The contingent of bowmen rose up from where they had knelt in preparation, and in practiced unison drew arrows from quivers, knocked them, and drew back on their bowstrings.
Loose!
Cain watched as dozens of firbolgs tumbled to the ground, clutching at feathered shafts sprouting from their chests. But the main force continued on like a tide, a howling horde trampling their wounded underfoot.
Charge! Charge!
The Celtic warriors of Conor and Corineus bounded forward to meet the wiry barbarians, unlimbering great broadswords and leveling their pikes. Swords thrust, axes split skulls, knives stabbed into bodies. Both the Celts and the firbolgs fought with the fury of desperation. Despite the almost mad urge to join the slaughter, Cain remained beside his king, knowing that Balor would soon dispatch the cream of his soldiery, a unit of trained horsemen. He saw them massing in the near distance, and he glimpsed a giant of a man astride a tall black horse. Massive of height and breadth, Balor wore his gray beard plaited in two thick braids upon his chest. A scar marred the right side of his pale face, tracking down over a raw, empty eye socket. A 5-foot-long broadsword was strapped to his back. As Cain invested his war spear, Gebold, with an almost mystical power to slay, Balor did the same with his sword, which he called Riestra. A double-bladed battle axe hung by a thong from his saddle. Cain couldn't help but wonder if Balor relied much on swords and axes now that he gained the evil eye and used it as his forebear had done. The top and sides of his skull were concealed by a helmet wrought of black, gleaming metal. Twisting interlaced designs deeply inscribed the jaw guards. From the crest of the helmet rose a curve of metal resembling a long-necked dragon in outline. The extended jaws held a smoothly contoured, fist-sized gem that glowed steadily with a blue-white illumination. Suddenly, the mass of mounted men surged forward. Cain clutched the shaft of Gebolg so tightly the wood seemed to shrink within his grasp. He smelled the blood on the wind, the stink of an enemy thundering down to kill him and destroy everything he held dear. The legendary battle madness of Cuchulainn burned through him like a raging wildfire. He hungered to leap into battle and chop at heads, but he had promised the Danann to wait until they appeared. Cain began to turn when he felt a tingling pins and needles sensation all over his body. The tingling became a prickle. The fine hairs all over his body seemed to vibrate, to bristle. He, Conor, and Corineus all exchanged startled glances, then whirled toward the center of the stone circle. A hazy, blurred shimmer rose from the ground, reminding Cain of a ripple made by a fish just beneath the surface of the river. He gazed at it, frozen in place. Particles of dirt lifted from the ground, dancing and spinning, growing from a dust devil to a swirling, cylindrical tornado. It glittered as if powdered diamonds were caught within its powerful vortex.
Cain! What is happening?
A waxy, glowing funnel of light fanned up from the center of the megalithic stone blocks, like a spreading, diffused veil of backlit fog. As the three men stared, stunned into speechlessness, the light expanded into a gushing borealis several feet wide, spreading out like the spokes of a chariot wheel, touching all of the looming slabs of rock. A yellow brilliance erupted from the ground. The shockwave slapped all three men, the force pushing them backward. Although not blinded, Cain's eyes stung fiercely. Through the blurred afterimage of the flare, he saw more clearly three dark, shadowy shapes that had shifted in the fan of light. The sinuous forms walked away from the light source and moved past the two kings and the warrior on clawed, padded feet. The fur-covered spine ridges reached Cain's waist, and the eyes shone with a fearsome, unnatural light like freshly minted coins. From the broad, heavy muzzles, saliva-wet fangs glistened. At close quarters, each seemed as large as a pony. The hounds of Cullen threw back their heads. Even Cain felt a spasm of terror shoot through him as the unleashed hounds bounded into battle, lusting for hot blood and flesh.
Your guardian beasts go to war. You must join them, Cain, or else they will feast on the hearts of your allies.
Cain turned to see Fand striding forth from the shimmer of light. His heart jerked in his chest at the sight of the face that was not completely human, but stirringly beautiful nonetheless. Like most of the Danann he had met, Fand had huge, slanted eyes, as big in proportion to her high-boned face as those of a cat. They were the sparkling blue of mountain meltwater with feline pupils. Her lips were full, her skin as smooth as alabaster with a tinge of blue. The thick, wavy hair hanging loose on both sides of her face bore tiger stripes of black and blonde. Although he couldn't see them, he knew her small ears swept up and back to form points. Tall and beautifully made, she wore the finery of a Danann warrior queen. A molded breastplate of a silvery material encased the upper half of her strangely elongated torso, and spurs at the heels of her thigh-high black leather boots. A crimson cloak belled out behind her. In her right hand, instead of a sword or a spear, she gripped a long staff, wrapped with vines and many turnings of silver wire. An ivory knob like an oversized egg topped it.
Fand!
Go, my beloved! Fight! Recover the eye!
Cain permitted himself to stare at her for one moment more, only dimly aware of Connor and Corineus standing in shock behind him. Then he wheeled around toward his horse.
Divercaek! It is time!
The huge stallion pounded out from where he was picketed. The horse stood 18 hands high, very broad through the chest and withers. Beneath a glossy cinnamon-colored coat, long muscles roped his long-legged frame. Much like his master, scars crisscrossed Divercaek's body, testifying to the many battles in which he had already served. Whipping his broadsword free of its scabbard, Cain drove in his heels, and the stallion plunged forward. The hounds of Cullen had already reached the skirmish line and rampaged among the firbolgs, jaws closing on their limbs, ripping out their throats. The giant dogs tossed the grotesque bodies in the air, playing with them like puppies with rag dolls. Screaming in terror, the firbolgs dropped their weapons and ran, ignoring the strident commands of Yochima Kirk to hold the line. Divercaek's steel-shod hooves lashed out and crushed skulls of the warriors in his way. Panic possessed Balor's warriors, and they retreated before the giant warhorse and vicious hounds. With his sword in his left hand and Gibolg in his right, Cain hacked and stabbed his way through the press of bodies.
Balor!
Cain!
I'm here to claim your life, you traitorous bastard!
Then come and take it!
Balor raised his axe, spurring his black horse into a gallop. Divercaek lunged toward him. The gem atop Balor's helmet glowed, but Cain did not avert his gaze. He stood in the stirrups, sword and spear held ready. The two horses slammed together, breast to breast. The eye of Balor flashed, filling Cain's eyes with dazzling, painful brilliance. Instinctively, he squeezed them shut.
Graphic Audio. A movie in your mind.